Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time of fellowship. What a joyful time in the presence of the Lord. Truly, Lord, not only when we get up there, but even right now, the Bible says, in thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So we thank you, Lord. We can drink as much as we can drink of that daily. Out of our belly, rivers of living water, sir, and unto everlasting life. As I said, that with joy we draw water out of the wells of salvation, saying daily, upon day by day, praising the Lord. Lord, we thank you. Today is not an exception. Lord, every day we will bless the Lord. We bless you at all times, Father. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth. So we thank you. This is the day the Lord has made. The week the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you again. We bless your name. Lord, your word, oh God, the entrance dialogue, Lord, bring us life. Let it be so to us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we bless you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let's turn to the book of the Psalms, Psalm 138, just the first two verses. And then, by God's grace, take a text from that. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this morning, exalting the word of God. God says he has magnified his word above all that his name is. So this morning, exalting the word of God. In John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 14 says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise the Lord. This morning, by God's grace, begotten the word of the Lord. The word of God is called the Logos. Yes, the Logos. The Logos is a living thing in the lip of the believer. Logos of God. Jesus is the Logos. He is the living word. Jesus and the word, the Logos, are one. We know that Jesus and the Father are one too. Indeed, the Lord said in John 10:30, I and my Father are one. No confusion, nothing whatsoever. He brought us so clearly, you know, I and my Father we are one. In 1 John 5:7, for there are three that they are recorded in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. In John 14, verse 7, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Yes? Whoever has seen Jesus, has seen the Father, what he's telling us. But it says, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? Ye that have seen me, the Lord said, have seen the Father. And how sayest thou, then show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the works. Well, plainly they not, you know, at one time they told him, now thou speakest plainly. They told him that he praised the Lord. As much as I tell us, now he speaketh plainly who the Father is, and so on. He told us right here. Anyway, because the Lord was using the Father's words, which he knew we never fail, he was able to stand fearlessly in the presence of diseases and demons, giving us an example. As the Father has sent me, so he has sent us also. So with that word in our mouth too, we can stand before any kind of demonic fear and satanic power fearlessly and so on. The word of God is eternal. I'm talking about exalting God's word, right? Thy God, it is ever young, it is ever new. Matthew 24, verse 35 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Therefore, we can rest fully, relax in the word of God. All of God's promises, when you hear it, you can just rest. It will never fail. Unless we quit, if he promises you a thing, and maybe something happened at the road, unless you quit. No, but as far as God is concerned, it is forever settled in heaven. Praise the Lord. If you have to come past, you place your path, I play my path of trusting and hold on to the word of God. The Lord preached the word, and he healed the sick. He broke the power of demons over men, even the apostles preached the word. Talking about exalting the word. And the sick were healed, and the dead were even raised, and multitudes were born again. That's why we are also told specifically in the Bible, we are instructed to preach the word. And whenever we do it, we get the same results. That is in 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word. The instant in season, out of season, reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine or teaching, if you want, you know. So we get the same result. If you are preaching the word, it has to be the same way. Acts 6:4. That's a great lesson. And, but we, Brother Peter said, but we give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Last Sunday, I missed something. I said, he called 12 deacons. You know, there were 7 of them. Sorry about that. Praise the Lord. I was listening again. You know, then I heard that, you know, praise the Lord. You know, so, you know, I said, I'm talking about, the Philippian evangelist, right? So I said, 12 of them. No. He called 7 deacons. Stephen and Philip are 2 of them, you know. Praise the Lord Jesus. Anyway, the point here is that, can you see what they were giving to? They want to put aside every other thing that will be in the way of the word of God, amen? So we give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So that should be an example for us. Now, to preach the word means what? It means to preach the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the word. To preach the gospel means to preach the word, the good news, you know? And people talk about all kinds of news today. We know what is good news to the world are all the catastrophic events happening. Don't even know the meaning of it, you know. They don't have any news in the world until something terrible happens. They are just publishing Satan's work, right? That's what they are doing, you know. Somebody got shot over there. A plane crashed over there. Something happened down the street there. That's all they have. All the miracle God is doing all over the world, they won't say a thing about it, you know. So, but God has his own timing too. There'll be a time when they cannot be able to conceive what God is doing. So the whole universe was brought about by the word of God. Bible says also, exhausting the word. Now, Bible tells us in the book of the word of God created the material thing, proving that the spiritual is greater, far, far greater than the material. In Hebrews 11:3, through faith, you understand that the words, there are many words out there. You know, this word is given to man to dwell in. I will say words, universes are out there, you know, and that's a different subject. We are formed or framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which will appear. So, exalting the word of God, he created everything, nothing was made. And Jesus is the word of God. The new birth is wrought by the word of God. Getting born again is by the word of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 talk of the new birth. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are come new. Now, talking of the new birth, now I say it is wrought by the word of God. James 1:18, exhorting the word. James 1:18, of his own will, begat he us with the word of truth. See that word? Even the new birth, by the word of truth. That we should be a kind of fourth fruits of his creation. 1 Peter 1:23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Praise the Lord. Even the new birth, being born again, by the word of the Lord. See? Exhorting the word. Now, the word of God renews our mind. Go take it to different direction this morning. Exhorting the word of the Almighty. It renews our mind. Romans 12:2. Have ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that you will prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, God's what we do, miracles, the lack of the believer, and so on. How do you renew your mind? Has to be by the word of God. So Colossians 3:10. I've put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. So the mind is renewed by studying the word of God and acting on it. That's how the mind is renewed. How to study God's word and acting on them. More about acting on God's word later. No matter how long one might have studied the word of God, the mind is not renewed unless one acts on the word of God, you know, and be a doer of that word. See, no matter how long we have been reading it, unless we act on the word of God, you know, the mind is not renewed, you know, unless we are a doer of the word. The scripture declares that hearing the word of God and not doing it is self-deception. James told us in the book of James, James 1:22, which I will talk about later, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. The Bible says that will tell us today that we in fact know that there are many Bible readers today deceiving themselves because they are not acting or living or doing the work, you know. But we thank God He has given all these instructions so that we be doers of God's word. So anyway, so we see that right here. Now, the word of God should dwell in us. In Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. In John 15:7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Just giving the word of God its proper place in our life and in everything else. See? Exalting his word. Well, memorizing the word of God is valuable. Now it's valuable. But letting that word dwell in us is far, far more greater valuable. Praise the Lord. We should memorize it, fine. But letting it dwell in our heart is infinitely valuable. See? So the word should live in us and become integral part of all. That's how it should be, of our being. Ephesians 3:17. That Christ may dwell in your heart by his faith. The Bible says, of course, the word dwelling in us is same as Christ personally being in you. See? That is the word dwelling in us. Because the word in you takes the place of the unseen Christ. Now it is. He is the word. Christ is the word of God. So, meditation in the word, in a way, it's a visit with the Lord, you know. The word becomes a part of one by meditation. See, you just get lost in the word of God, meditating. Even we are commanded, I say, in his word, does he meditate day and night. See, so it's like something to eat, meditation and so on. It's like comparing it to the natural. You eat the food, right? That food is of no use until it is digested and thereafter assimilated. So meditation is the same thing. What digestion and assimilation does to the physical food in your body, so meditation upon the word of God does the same thing. Goes into your being, becomes part of you, it transforms you, it renews your mind, you know, and many, many other things that it will do for you, you know. So it's good to give time for meditation. We read the Bible a lot, but we don't do a lot of meditation from what I can see, generally, you know. The word living in us gets into our blood, if you want to say, you know, that's how it should be. It gets into you, gets into your being, gets to our blood, you know, so to speak, you know. Now, by letting the word have the right of way in our lives, we are letting the Lord Jesus have the right of way, because he's the word. See, the lordship of Christ in you is the word dominating you and I. That is the lordship of Jesus. You know, so you cannot say you are obeying the law without really letting the word having its free way in you. So now another thing is this: The world builds us up. Bible tells us so. So, exalting the world, it builds us up. In Jude 20, talking about building yourself up. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. See how you have faith. It is in association with the word, right? So the word of God builds us up. Praying in the Holy Ghost, and so that you know your most holy faith. See, so in Acts 20, talking about build up, 32, Brother Paul, departing for the Ephesians, for the last time, you know, called them to call them over and so on. And he told them in 32 of Acts. And now, brethren, he says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. The portion we are taking from this text is that the word of God builds us up. That's why I'm reading this text. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all that are sanctified. Praise the Lord. God's word builds the Christian up, builds you up. See? Build up your faith, you know. So, and the only way to be spiritual is by living in the word, and by the word living in us. One thing that the God's word does for us, the word of God heals us. That's right, heals us. Even the Old Testament, Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. It is by the word that we know that surely he has borne our griefs. Isaiah 53, verse 4. We know this by the word of God. Surely he has borne our griefs. Don't need to grieve anymore. Carried our sorrows. And yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. See, he did that all for us. Satan can't lord it over us unless we allow him. If we allow him, we do it. See? But he knows he has no legal right to do it. And when we know our life, resist the devil. What said the scripture? He will flee from you, amen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we wait. Oh, Lord, do something. But the devil, you're not going to do anything. But he has done all he has to do, but the devil has done it already. You take your place, I take my place, amen. I always said this. God is not a liar, amen. God says if you resist him, he will flee, amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Anyway, so, but he was wounded, verse 5, for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. See, God's word healed. When we read the word, meditate upon it, and know that it is true, it becomes reality in our spirit, read it. And it operates in our physical body. You must first of all receive within you. That will manifest in your physical body. Praise the Lord. See? So we live the truth of God by our spirit. Then your body will experience it. We know that the Father watches over his word. And that he will make that word good in you and make it good in me. Jeremiah 1:12 says so. Then said the Lord unto me, thou art well seen. For I will hasten my word to perform it. That we are exalting God's word. I will hasten to perform it. It will not be late or early. He will make everything beautiful in their time. Praise the Lord. That's how the word of God works, you know. He don't come early or late, you know, it'll be right on time. He says, surely he has borne our griefs, our sicknesses, and carried our diseases. So God says right here. So now. The righteousness of God. Anyway, I see that one really quick now. So another thing is about the word of God is this. It says that we know the Father through the word. See? We know the Father through the word. We know who the Father is. Of course, in Mark, in John 16:27, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and I'm come into the world, and again I leave the world and go to the Father. In one place, he says, I go to my Father and to your Father. Amen? Praise the Lord. As he is away in this world, he came to redeem us, eternal fellowship with the Almighty God, you know. Go to my Father and your Father. It's our Father. When he taught us to pray like this, our Father who art in heaven. Amen? Praise the Lord. Through the world, we know our Father, Heavenly Father, In John 14:23, Jesus answered and said unto them, unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word. See, my word. Talking about exalting God's word. If a man say he loves me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. If you are wondering what it will mean for the Father and Christ to make his abode with you, the possibilities are infinite. What will it mean to you? I will know by now that the experience in it, they are infinite. I can name a few, you know, that will be happening. First of all, they will ensure our needs are taken care of, that will assure that our rents are paid. Or if you are owning a house, that our mortgage is paid, they will ensure that for you and so on, that, you know. We are in tax time right now, so it will ensure that your taxes are paid, right? If you owe IRS, then he will show that you are going to help you to pay it, right? If IRS owe you, make sure that they clear you back, amen? Yeah. So don't worry about taxes, like we are always told. So anyway, I'm just talking that out, you know, but I'm saying that he take care of everything. That's what it means for him to abode with us. I think that, you know, he take care of our bills, because why? Our Heavenly Father will pay his way and enable you to meet every obligation, amen? What scripture says, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you having all sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work. Amen? Amen. All by the word of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. These are the things we digest the word, right? You know, I become reality. Has nothing to do with my present status. It is fixed in God's mind. Just reach on out. You reach on out, and it's reality to you by meditating upon the word of God. So God's word is good. So how intimate the Lord wishes to become with us, to be intimate with us, and so on. No wonder he said to us in the sixth chapter of Matthew, verse 31. You know, he says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that they have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Very plain teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ that we meet many times, you know. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. Put us in remembrance. One of the things that the Holy Ghost does, he puts you in remembrance of the things that I have taught you. Praise the Lord. He will show you things to come. See? So bring both revelation, prophecy, and some of that, show things to come. Put us in remembrance. Now, another thing that the God's word does for us, faith comes through the word of God. Give us faith. That's how faith today comes. Romans 10:8. The word is nigh. Talking about exalting God's word, right? The word is nigh thee. Even in thy mouth. And in thy heart, see, that is the word of faith which we preach. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God, exalting God's word. Yeah, that's how we get faith, true faith, real faith. God's kind of faith comes through God's word. Praise the Lord. The secret of faith, therefore, is this, that the word must prevail over our mind. It's that simple. See? All kind of things come through our mind. But the secret of faith that God's word will prevail over our mind, our thoughts. In fact, that the Bible, verse in 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting thy imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the business of Christ, So you see, thoughts, in our mind and all that, Anyway, when the word becomes as real to us, as the word of, say, maybe a friend of yours, or maybe the word of a banker or anybody else, people quickly believe other people than the word of God, really, We don't doubt when your friend says this and this, you hardly doubt, So when God's word becomes so real to us like that, then faith becomes unconscious. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's right. Faith becomes unconscious thing. See? So we no longer think of faith, if you want, or even the need of it. Because why? We have the word of God. The whole thing resolves to this simple statement. Did God say it? Oh yes, then it is. Amen. That's faith. God says it, so it is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the whole thing about faith. God says so, so be it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For example, I put examples in there. Psalm 27 verse 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Talking about faith means God, did God say it? Yes, then it is. So in this case too, did the word of God say that the Lord is my strength of my life? Yes, he says. Then so, the Lord, the strength of my life. That's simple. So, and I have all the strength, therefore I need for any emergency or need. Because the Lord is the strength of my life, the strength of your life. Another example is this. Do I lack wisdom? Well, most of us do. So, then what will you do? Then let's see what the word of God says about that. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says this. So, but of him, meaning Christ, are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. So Christ is made unto you wisdom as a believer. It's made unto me wisdom. You know, and of course, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I'm picking on wisdom right now. So that means what? It means that we shall have ability to use the knowledge that is given to us in the word of God. That we are no longer to walk in darkness, for we have the light of life, the word of God, the light of life. Where? Concerning wisdom. If one doesn't know this scripture in 1 Corinthians 1:30, where I say, Christ has made unto you wisdom, or maybe we are just really get used to it, or really let it sink into our heart, then God gives another understanding about wisdom. That is in the book of James 1:5. If any man or any of you lack wisdom, then let him ask of God. If you don't know that God already gave you that wisdom, you don't know that God and that Christ has been given to you as you know, your wisdom, then you can ask for wisdom as you are talking in the book of James 1:5. I think it will be a promotion to know all the time that Christ has been made unto you wisdom. Praise the Lord. And let him walk in your life and all that, you know. But if you don't know that scripture, then you can come to James 1:5. And then one day you will grow up to the place where you know that Jesus Christ has been made unto you wisdom. Just the same way that he is your righteousness. Just the same way that is your sanctification. The same way that is your redemption. Amen. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Amen. Whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Praise the Lord. So I know. So the word says in Colossians 1:13, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So what does this all mean to us, you know? Just exalting God's word. That means we have been delivered out of weakness of any kind, delivered out of spiritual blindness, deliver out of the old mental state of inability. I can't do this, I can't do that. We are delivered from all those kind of things, you know. We can now do all things according to his word in the Lord Jesus, because he has become our ability. Amen. The Lord is our strength of our life, become our ability. And we can do all things now through him that loved us. So 2 Corinthians 3:5. Now, that's how we know too. Don't look at ourselves. Failure come by looking at ourselves. We are so that even apart from him, we can do nothing, right? That's what the word of God says. Now, even expand it in 2 Corinthians 3:5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Praise the Lord. When you make your sufficiency, what are you going to lack? Nothing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, let's see more about this. In Hebrews 12:2, so talking about faith coming through the word of God, right? Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And of course, Jesus is the word of God, right? So that's how faith comes, you know, through the word of God. So, you'll be wondering, have you ever wondered, what does he really mean to be looking unto Jesus? When? One way of seeing is this, is to look, is to understand that Jesus is the Word of God. And then you look into looking into Jesus, one way of thinking about it is that looking into the Word and the promises of God and acting on it. That's one way of saying that looking unto Jesus, He is the Word of God, right? Look into the Word of God. He even said them to the Jews, searching the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, right? They are did that testify of me. You have to follow to the scripture because He is the Word of God, you know. So that's one way of looking unto Jesus. Look to the Word. Don't stop there. Whatever you find there, it's the promise, act on it. I'll talk more about acting God's word later, you know. So anyway, that will bring the Lord Jesus on the scene instantly for you by looking at the Word. Mark 16:20 says this. And they went forth, talking about when you look into that Word and see what it says about you and about me, it will bring the Lord Jesus right on the scene. Just like in Mark 16:20. And they went forth and preached everywhere. What are they preaching? They are preaching the Word of God, amen? They went and preached everywhere. And the Lord working with them. When they preached the Word, the Lord was there right there. And the Lord working with them and confirming the Word with signs following. Amen. Praise the Lord. See? Preaching the Word. And not only in preaching, in our individual lives, looking unto Jesus means looking to the promise. What He says about everything, He bring Him right on the scene because Him and the Word are one. Faith is perfected by our acting on the Word. Letting the Word loose in us. Oh, I call it abandon myself to God, amen, and to the promises of God, amen. See, abandon yourself to the promise of God. Let the Word of God live in you, live in me. Let the Word of God dominate us and then rule all. You know? It is acting on the Word that builds faith in the believer. We may have many promises in the Bible, yes, we do. And we may have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, which we do by the grace of God. But if we do not act on the Word, the omnipotent God becomes impotent in that person. Yes? He's an omnipotent God, right? All powerful God. But when you don't act upon His Word, it becomes impotent in you or me if I don't act on the Word. See? So it's very, very important to act on the Word. Acting on the Word makes Jesus vitally real to the believer. And that's why we are told in 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. See? So, and how about the Word of God in our lips? You know? It is the Word in our lips that counts most, you know? Yeah, well, it's part of it. We have to read it, digest it, meditate upon it. But you must speak it too, you know? It's part of the whole thing of God's program. It is the Word in our lips that counts most. Romans 10:9 tells us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That is the first question we know. When the Lord called us, right? How to get saved, right? No? We believe Him in our heart, we must confess with our mouth. So, for with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So, the Word becomes a living thing in your lip and my lip as a believer. It brings the unsaved man, when we preach to them, that's the only way they can get saved, under conviction, yes? You know, and it gives faith, them to act on the Word of God, when we preach God's Word to them. It causes the believer to trust in the Lord with all his heart, as we are taught in the book of Proverbs 3:5. Say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. See? Your Word, when you meditate and God's Word, your Word becomes God's Word, that's right, and your lips become God's ambassador to go forth and create things for you. God's Word is creative, you know, so as you speak it, things get created. God's Word in your mouth, fresh from the love that is in your heart, burns in the heart of the hearer, you know, so like on the day of Pentecost, their heart burned when Brother Peter preached the Word of God, right? That Word has not changed. If it's still the way it was preached that time, that same faith that was 1:11 to the same had the same effect today if it's still the Word of God. Now, how about feeding on the Word of God? We are just exalting God's word in every direction. God, we just leave this morning. I won't take too long. How about feeding on the word of God? Now, in Matthew 4:4, the Lord taught us, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And many other scriptures bear this out. Jeremiah 15:16. Thy words were found, see? And I did eat them. Yeah, the word of God. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Want joy? Read it and go and read the promises of God. Amen. How can you not have joy? Praise the Lord. See? That's what the Bible says here. See that what you have found, that will search it out, right? Read it, search it out and so on. You have found. And thy word unto me, he said, joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Psalm 119:162. I rejoice at thy word. See? Exalting the word of God. I rejoice at thy word, as one that findeth great joy, more than all the good words of the world. See? God's word is more than that, you know? So, and we see that. So, David, the king of Israel, no matter what he had, I rejoice at thy word, as one that findeth great joy. Now, even Job, the old prophet, patriarch, Job 23:11, my foot has heard his steps, his way have I kept, and not declined. Now, verse 12. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. See, that's God's word, right? I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Exalting the word of God. He put food aside and let God's word take place first. The same thing the Lord taught us, man shall not live by bread alone. So, he exalted God's word. So that, you know, more than esteem, more than his necessary food. I want to read a couple of things in Job 22:22. Concerning the word of God and what blessings it can bring to the believer. So in Job 22:22, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. That's the word too. If you don't understand that, and lay up his words in thine heart. See? Now, look at what blessing will come, verse 24, through a couple of them. As we do this daily, you take God's word literally, yes? Then shall thou lay up gold as the dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty. All these things by receiving the law out of his mouth, and lay his word upon your heart, meditating and believing what he said, and acting upon it. All these things will come and overtake you. All these blessings he said. For then shalt thou have the delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. And thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, see? And it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. All by keeping the word of God. All these blessings by keeping the word of God. You know, it's just so wonderful. Exalting God's word. Verse 29 says, when men are cast down, you become a son of encouragement. Amen. Praise the Lord. Son of Barnabas, son of encouragement. When men are cast down, thou shalt say, there is a lifting up, no matter how terrible the situation may be. Have you to say, there is a lifting up, and it shall save the humble person. God will save it, but how does he do it? He shall deliver the alert of the innocent, and is delivered by the careless of your hand. Praise the Lord. All these blessings by keeping God's word, designing God's word, receiving his word, meditating, accepting, and acting upon them. What else can the word of God do for us? Exalting God's word. God's word prevails over any situation, over any circumstances. God's word will prevail. Let's see a couple of them. In Acts 19:20, what miracles happened in Acts 19, many of them and so on, that you know. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. God's word will always prevail. See? In Acts 12:24, but the word of God grew and multiplied. What does all this mean to us? It means that the word grew in the minds of the people, that received it, and so that And the word gained the supremacy over the people that received it. It grew mightily. You know, the word of God, it prevailed. Faith comes when the word prevails over the thinking process of the mind. You know, that's how faith comes. You let God's word rule in your heart, you know, together with the peace of God. The word in the lips of the believer, the word in the Lord, in the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ, did a lot of things. Yeah, it prevailed over natural laws. It did, you know, many instances. You know, last week we talked about, about the supernatural translation, right? You know, so one of them is this. So I said the word of the law, prevailed over natural laws. For example, it calmed the storm. So we notice in that Matthew 8:26, I believe it is, we notice that first of all, he told the disciples, "O ye of little faith." Then in verse 26, I say, then he arose and rebuked the winds, and talking that the word of God will overrule, will prevail against natural laws, you know, when it is needed. And rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Yes, God's word will prevail over natural laws. He will overrule it when it is needed, you know. That's why last we talked about supernatural transportation. Immediately in John 6:21, the boat was at land, you know. He overruled gravity, you know, right there, you know. And he taught us all these things. If there is a need for it, you know. And so the people, God's people can do the same thing. If there is a need for it, you know. So the Lord has said to the centurion, talking about how God's word will prevail against anything. To the centurion who has come to the Lord, I say, "Hey, Master, Lord," they call him Lord, you know. No, they know to get something from the Lord. So, "My servant was sick," or the path, he said, "and grievously tormented." Also in Matthew 8, right? And the Lord said to him, "I will come and heal him." But because of this great faith shown by this man, I want to read a couple of verses in the, Matthew 8:8. The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, watch this, but speak the word only," exalting the word of God, right? "But speak the word only." That's what I need. Just speak that word. I know, and my servants shall be well. Praise the Lord. The word of God, exalting the word of God. And when Jesus heard it, when that man exalted God's word like that, you know, and the Lord, he marveled and said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith." No, not in Israel. Faith in what? Faith in the word of God. Just speak the word, Lord, and my servant shall be healed. He exalted the word of God. And the Lord really, bless the man and so on. Anyway, the word in the Lord's lips prevailed over that disease that day. When he said later, he said unto the man, unto the centurion, "Go thy way." See that word? "Go thy way. And as thou hast believed, so be unto thee." See? So, how do we know that God's word prevailed? The Bible now adds to us that and his servant was healed in the same hour. Oh, that's in Matthew 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 13, and something like that, you know. God's word prevailed against any situation, against natural laws, against disease, against whatsoever. God's word prevailed. So, and of course, let's see more of the things that the Lord, God's word will prevail against. The word in the Lord's lips rule the law of supply and demand. He did, you know. We all know the story of the feed of the 5,000, right? After preaching to the multitudes, the disciples came unto him in Mark 6:36. He said, "Lord, send them away that they may go into the country around about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." See? So I'm saying that here the Lord's word rule the law of supply and demand. So the Lord answered them, you know, and they answered them and said unto them, "Give them to eat." See, God's word, give them to eat. See, to prevail against anything, law of supply and demand, you prevail against something that, you know, give them to eat. And they asked, and they said unto him, "Lord, you know, shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread and give them to eat?" And he said unto them, "How many loaves have ye? Go and see." And when they knew, they say, "Five and two fishes." And then he said, and when he had taken the fish, the five loaves and the two fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and break the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people and the two fishes. Divided among them. Anyway, and they did all eat. We said that were filled, and they took off 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they that ate of the loaves were above 5,000, the Bible says. So God's word, no economic situation, no law of the supply and demand. God, what will prevail in any situation, that you have to know it and speak it by faith. It will be creative for us, I don't know that, you know. Now, so the word of God will prevail against fear and even against hope. God's word will prevail against all these things. Romans 4:17, when the seed of Abraham, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, see, and call those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope, see, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall that seed be. Now, see, what is that? Against hope, believe in hope, and so that, you know. So what was Bible saying here is that a combat between hope and faith, really, you know. What is it, you know? Faith and hope are in conflict right there, you know. But faith won, praise the Lord. Faith won against hope, you know. What is hope? Hope, as far as we know, is for the future, right? Hope is for the future. I'm hoping for it, I'm hoping for that. Or like a dream, but it is never real. So, but faith reaches up, grasps hope, and bring it into the realm of the present. That's faith. Praise the Lord. More than hope, really, you know. Hope is always in the future. I hope this will happen. But faith is now. Now faith is. Praise the Lord. Now faith is. So the Bible tells us like that, you know. So as the world prevails, we are what we are. Bible says, whatever God says you are, that's what you are. I suppose you say, by the grace of God, we are who we are. See? Whatever I say you are, more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, so if you are what you say you are, by the grace of God. So just accept it and begin to live it. Act on the word of God. So that's my last lap here this morning, acting on the word. And I finish up here. Believing the word demands action. See? Yes, sir. When you say believe, it commands action. What to be a real belief? Once I say faith with action is believing, right? So, believing creates action. Acting on the word is letting Christ act through you and through me. Acting on the word then gives God an opportunity to work the miraculous. Now what he does, you know, giving the word its place, rightful place, is giving the Lord Jesus Christ his position and lordship in one's life. Now what he does to us. The problem of believing is made very simple when we know that it is acting on what God has spoken. That is all about it. You know, no matter they can complicate it, they can write books upon it, it's so simple. Believing is made simple just knowing that it is acting on what God has spoken and how simple it can be, you know. Now in Matthew 7:24, as I close here, therefore whosoever heareth this things of mine, talking about exalting God's word, right? Therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these things of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which beat his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. So we see, The wise man is a doer of the word. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, the wise man is a doer of the word. You know, but the foolish, no. The other one, they hear the word, but they don't act on it. You know, so it may be a vague and indefinite hoper, hoping. Faith is now. See, God says so. So it is. You know, so the other people are just indefinite hoping. But he is not a doer of the word. He responds to reason instead of the word. We don't walk by sight, walk by faith. See? So in James, again, I want to read that one, James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word. We are magnifying God's word. We are exalting the word of God. But ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth that what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, see, but a doer of the word, of the work, this man shall be blessed in all his deeds. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. See, now, one more thing. I read it before. I finished with this verse. John 15:7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will. Doesn't matter what it is. And it shall be done unto you. So, as a doer of the word is in your lips, it's in my lips. It is just as though, when you speak the word of God, it's just as though the Lord himself spoke it. When you speak the true word of God, we say it's as if the Lord himself spoke it, and you get whatever you pray for in the name of the Lord Jesus. This morning, just in a nutshell, exalting the word of God. We can expand it in the different direction, but we stop right there. Abide in me, my word abide in you. You ask what you wish, and it shall be done unto you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. That the prophet of Christ that words were found. I did it end. That word is the joy and the rejoicing of our hearts. Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. It's a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. Lord, make us to be doers of the word. Not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. So we can live in the infinite possibility that the word of God opened for us. We are in the Lord saying nothing shall be impossible unto us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says, Lord God, it says, as much as you meditate in this word day and night, then shall thou, have a good success and make thy way prosperous. It says to Joshua, in the name of the Lord, let us walk by these things, Lord. There are so many things that the Lord has promised us in this Bible, Lord, and they are not far-fetched. They are just within our grace by just exalting the word of God. Like Job said, even more than our necessary food, to esteem the word of God above the word of any man, above imagination, above any kind of a thing, and just take him at his word. Lord, we thank you this morning. This grace, Lord, let it multiply unto us as we go this morning. And we worship and we adore you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.